Bayes' law, calculations with dependent events. Consider the common problem where you have two events, A and B, and many probabilities of interest. You're interested in the probability of A, the probability of the B, the conditional probability of A given B, the conditional probability of B given A, and the joint probability of A and B. Generally, some of these are easy to find intuitively, while others are difficult. So it's quite fortunate that all the probabilities are linked. The question we need to ask is, how do we find one from all of the others? A much celebrated result in probability theory is this formula, known as Bayes' law, Bayes' equation, or Bayes' rule. As you can see, it gives you the conditional probability of B given A, assuming that you know the conditional probabilities of A given B and given not B, as well as the probabilities of B and not B. We will have a look at how to derive this rule. We have to build on two fundamental basic rules. This is the first one, and you have seen it before. The joint probability of A and B is given by the product of the conditional probability of A given B and the probability of B. Or you can swap A and B and use the conditional probability of B given A. This is quite logical. To get the probability of both A and B, we can take the probability of B, and then, since we are then considering B having happened, multiply that by the probability of A then given B. This is a second basic rule that we are going to build on. Essentially, it is decomposing the probability of A into a couple of conditional probabilities. Now, A can happen in two different ways. It can happen together with B, or it can happen together with not B. So the probability of A is the sum of the joint probability of A and B and the joint probability of A and not B. And the two terms of this sum are these two joint probabilities using the first basic rule from the previous slide. It isn't harder than that.
Uses both rules. This expression using the second rule is equal to P of A, the probability of A. Then multiplying this by the conditional probability of B using the first rule, we get the joint probability. The second line here is just using the first rule, but now with the conditional probability of A rather than conditional probability of B. Now, these two are the same joint probability, so they are both equal. Now, what we are going to find using Bayes' rule is the conditional probability of B. You have it here. So dividing by this long and mighty expression here on both sides of the equation, we get this. And that's Bayes' rule.
Three important rules for working. To summarize, we have discussed the given either we have a formula for the joint probability, conditional probability, whether the probability with conditional probabilities, probability of A given B or the probability of B given A. we have a rule for decomposing the probability of one event using conditional probabilities, and we have the celebrated Bayes rule. And you should be sure to be familiar with these to calculate probabilities. Thank you.